Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the TriFun app-controlled automatic thrusting, rotating, heating smart masturbator cup from Best Vibe. And so this is an amazing revolutionary product that I was not expecting it to be this robust, because they literally do not advertise what this is on the website. So Best Vibe says it's just an app-controlled automatic thrusting, rotating, heating smart, you know, cup. It doesn't mention the fact this is like Skylanders for Coomers. This is Coomer Skylander. So this is called the host. I don't know why they call it the host. This is the toy that causes the insert to rotate, thrust, and heat up. It comes with separate, and you have to order these separately. It came with lube and it came with the insert, which is based off of this girl. I can't remember her name, but anyway, you put this into the host, right? And then you use the app, and it can tell which insert you put in, and you download her like AI into this dating sim, and you could like talk to her and make her moan and interact with her while you're using the toy. So it's like Skylanders. If you don't remember Skylanders, it was this console game from Activision where you had a portal and you got toys and you put them on the portal and it would put them into the game, and you're basically playing like a Spyro, you know, kind of Crash Bandicoot style game with these toys that you could like bring into the game. So with this, you buy one of these inserts. Now on the website, they only sell the one, but in the app, there's clearly like four or five. So this is the one I got, but there's like four or five of them that I don't have. And there's like infinite expandability. You could have crossovers. You could bring in characters from hentai or anime or, you know, VTubers or whatever. And you would only have to split the revenue for their insert. So it's not like you'd have to make like a super crazy deal. You just be like, hey, would you like to partner with us to make a like a pocket pussy insert based on you? And you could program your little AI into the app. And then when people buy your insert, you get a cut. You know, like gamer subs or something like that. Like, there's lots of sponsors that do this. There's so much potential here. Anyway, let me take you through the app and the program, and I'll show you how this whole thing works. But again, I was like really blown away about what this really was and how this is not advertised on the website at all. Like, if you didn't know any better, you would think you're just buying a toy that thrusts and heats up and rotates. You wouldn't realize you're buying like Coomer Skylander with interchangeable anime girls that unlock characters in a dating sim that you download onto your phone, which is also the app that controls the toy. So I've reviewed other toys that you control with an app, and the app for this toy does all of those things, but then also includes mini games and a dating sim for you to, you know, for this little anime girl that corresponds to the toy. It's crazy. Anyway, all right. So I'm sorry, this toy is like completely white, and my camera tends to oversaturate when I review white toys, so I had to turn the brightness down. That's why everything looks a little dark. It's because I don't want the camera to wash out everything because the toy is white, unfortunately. I wish the toy wasn't white. All right, so here is, there's one button in the front, which turns it on, and is basically the confirm button. And then on the back, there are three buttons. There is a manual thrusting control, there's a manual rotation control, and this is actually the recharge port. If you remove the little rubber gasket, there's a USB-C port that you can plug a USB-C to charge it. But this also acts as your forward and backward controls. So let me turn it on, and I want you to see the screen. All right, so I'll turn it on. Okay, oh, you can't really see it. So it's, all right. So it has auto mode, and I gotta use the back buttons to control this. Manual mode and settings. Now, when I first opened this toy, I'm sorry about the lights. When I first opened this toy, everything was in Chinese. So you have to go to settings, click confirm, and then go to, all right. So go to language, and then change it to English. I'm sorry about the light again. So that's how you you change the language to English. All right. So let me go back to how do I go back? There we go. Back. Okay. So I'm gonna go to auto mode. Okay. Lining not loaded. All right, so it tells us I need to load my Skylander. All right, I'm gonna take the cap off. Okay, so here is the toy. You have to push down the red push button, and then this just slides right out, and it's got grooves in it. Oh, you can't see shit because everything's white. This thing has grooves in it, and it only slides in one way. And inside, there are magnets that hold the insert in place. Okay, so keep that in mind. And the grooves also allow the insert to slide in a very specific way so it doesn't slide around. Okay, so I'm going to open up my anime waifu Skylander. And what's really cool about this, not only is it like a pocket pussy kind of insert, it has a plug in the back which you can open so you can clean it. So you pull the rubber gasket and you just rinse the toy, and you don't have to worry about taking it apart, pulling the silicone out of the plastic. You can leave this alone. It has magnets that hold it in, and you open up the rubber gasket when you're cleaning it out. Super easy to clean. And again, it only slides in one particular way. So you just have to find which way it slides in. All right, there you go. Slides in. Then you put the thing, and it all snaps into place. And now you're ready to go. All right, so I'm gonna go to auto mode, and it detects, I don't know if you can see that, it detects which anime girl you've loaded. Okay, it says, and she's a tsundere. Her personality is tsundere, but anyway, so there you go. So she has her own little kind of programmed where it gets faster or slower and it spins. And if you sync this with the app, this makes more sense because you can interact with her in the app. But if you don't use the app, you can use her like story mode kind of progression, and she'll increase speed or decrease speed kind of on her own. And you can turn that off. Go back. And then again, you go to manual mode. And here, you can just increase the rotation or the thrust, or you can go back. So I'm just going to hit the buttons to have the, this is the thrust, I believe. Yeah, so there's the thrust. So I'm just gonna hit the buttons and show you how this looks. All right, so I'm just hitting them. There's 10 settings. So right now, it's at 70, and it goes up to 100 in increments of 10. So there's really only 10 settings. And that's for the thrust. And then the spin also has 10 settings. So there's 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so this is the maximum thrust. It may be hard to see. There you go. All right. And then we're going to do the spin. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so that is its maximum thrust and spin. And you can see here, maybe not, you can see it's at 100 and 100. All right, and that's that. All right, so that's how you control the toy manually. Now let me show you the app, because the app is the best part. All right, so you have a few options. Once you sync your toy to the app, you could do the story mode, which is co-op with M Angel. That's what they call the little waifu Skylanders. Then there's Cyber Brawl, where you shoot down enemy planes. You have the Meta Discipline Room. This is only for male husbandos. So they have female M Angels, and then there's something else. Basically, it's like, you know, if you have a husbando and you want like a vibrator, that's what the discipline room is for. And then, or you can use the app as a universal remote to control the toy. And then you have like whatever. So we're gonna go to co-op. Come on, there we go. All right, so we're gonna connect it to our toy. It's gonna connect. And it detects which waifu we have. Oh, and it gives you a warning and makes sure you're using lube, guys. Be generous with lube. Okay, so here is the things you can do. You have auto mode where you can set this is like her story mode. Oh, and she moans. Hold on, let me turn her up. Okay, so she's, then you can tap on her and she does different stuff. And then you can go to different intensities and it changes her reaction. Like at the full one is when she's like, you know, blushing,
and you can like poke her. But there's not a lot here, but this is like the interactive mode. You could like pretend you're giving her kisses on her body as she's blushing and moaning. All right, so that's auto mode. Now let's go to skill mode. Skill mode has a bunch of presets. Oh, Stella is the name of the girl. Anyway, so you can see all these different patterns. And depending on the pattern you select, it'll change the picture. So, but the pictures don't seem to do anything, except have these Chinese... Yeah, has a bunch of Chinese... Wow. Anyway, okay. So, got lots of little pictures, but they don't seem to do anything. And you could turn on... You can control the toy. Like, you turn on heating or turn it off. Or you could turn on... you could have it cycle through all the different settings. That's skill mode. And then manual mode is pretty self-explanatory. You just use the sliders to control the toy. All right. So, now... The thing is, I was a little disappointed. I mean, I appreciate this, but, like, I was a little disappointed that, like, this is it, you know, other than like she says a couple voice lines and she's got some pictures going on. There's not a lot. I would have appreciated like an actual some gameplay. So you're probably thinking, what about that shooting game? All right, let's go back to the shooting game. Okay. All right. So you get points and you level up your relationship by using the toy. But again, there's not a lot of interactivity. Like, you don't really talk to her or get to know her. Anyway, let me go. I'll show you the shooting down enemy planes. It's actually kind of dumb. So, all right. So I'm gonna wait. Okay. Oh, okay. So you can only play this once per day. So, but okay. I didn't know you can only play this game once per day. But it's kind of dumb because you don't really control it. It just kind of goes back and forth and shoots planes and it doesn't really do anything. Again, kind of disappointing. I guess that's all I can show you because, if I had the male toy, you can go to the discipline room. And, I'll show you the universal remote. But it's just like what you see a lot of other, toys do, where you can either use sound resonance, where you can sync it to music or perhaps porn, or you can do swipe remote, where if it wants to work. Oh my goodness. All right. Gotta connect it. All right. So you can use this to control the There you go. You got it. You get it. Anyway, that's the app. That is the app. Now let me show you the M Angels that you can get. Let me see how that works. Where are the other girls? I know there was a thing. Thinking about it. Okay, so I have Stella, which is her. There we go. So I have Stella, but there's four others I don't have. So they have like a fox girl. They have a girl playing a Chinese guitar thing, which I can't remember the name of. They have a maid or a waitress, and then they have a girl with a dragon and a cocktail dress. So yeah, and like I said, there's lots of potential here with like different inserts and different personalities, but you'd have to develop an actual like dating sim kind of game. So anyway, let's talk about that a little bit more. And I understand, developing a dating sim for a sex toy might be too much of an expense, but there are plenty of indie developers that have already done this. You could take an existing dating sim or partner with a popular dating sim and just add those girls into the toy. Like, instead of having four girls, add, 10. And then have, girls based on different IPs from popular dating sims available as optional cartridges. that you can load into the toy. And then you can date them, and you can date the girls, and you can have a whole little dating sim, which you can then sync with the toy. So the thing is like, yeah, you tap on the girl, and she moans, and she blushes, or you tap through a few pictures, but that's about it. You know, like, you're not really talking to her. The thing is, like, you know, we have AI girlfriend apps where you can chat with your AI girlfriend. We have dating sims. It would be so easy just to put these all into one program. I mean, yeah, you'd have to give them a cut of the action, but think about it from their perspective. If you are a developer and you have a dating sim video game with these cute little anime girls, wouldn't it be great to say, like, hey, get the TriFun app-controlled automatic thrusting heating smart masturbator cup toy, and you can buy so-and-so's cartridge, and you can interact with her from the game. That would enhance both experiences. The people who like the dating sim can use the toy in conjunction with the sim, and then the people who buy the toy have access to this really cool, fully developed dating sim. And you have so much infinite potential for crossovers. Most toys, you just have the toy. The fact that this has interchangeable cartridges means you can have different cartridges with different textures, and you can put a different girl on the thing, and you can have it go into the app, and you can download different girls with different personalities, and you can have a whole thing. It's really genius, and there's so much potential here. And again, this isn't on the website. On the website, you just buy the liner, and there's no option. Like, how do I get the other girls? You know, like, what if you want to do a crossover with a dating sim? How do you get those characters? Can you earn them in the game? Do you have to buy their cartridge like Skylanders? You know, how does this work? So I really am impressed with, like, the bones in this toy. I think it's really cool that you have, like, this Skylanders type of mechanic where you can put a cartridge in and there's a game. The game is very shallow. Like, I want to be able to, if I'm going to do a dating sim, just do a dating sim. They're not that hard to make. Or just license one that's already made and put it into the app. You know, it's not that hard. And then you could talk to her, go on little dates, and then check this out. So after you go on a date and after you increase your relationship level, you unlock new patterns. You unlock the ability to do stuff. And then maybe, like, the first time you have sex, it's only a hand job. So you use the toy, but on the screen, it shows her, like, jerking you off. Like, you're not fucking yet. Not yet. You're only getting a hand job. But then your relationship level goes up. You buy her more gifts. You take her out on more dates. Then she sucks your dick. And again, you're using just this toy. This toy is for everything. But here's the key. You sync the motions of the toy to the game. So while she's jerking you off, the toy is simulating getting jerked off. When she's sucking your dick, it's simulating her sucking your dick. And then when you finally have sex, it simulates that. That would be much more immersive. And then you also could add in an AI girlfriend app where you could chat with her, and the AI is programmed with her personality. Like, I guess Stella, which is this anime girl, she's a tsundere. So you talk to Stella, and she's a tsundere, and she, you know, talks, and you can have voice lines. There's so much potential. There is so much potential. So as far as the toy goes, enough about the whole Skylanders potential. How does the toy feel? It feels fine. You know, it has good thrust, good spin. It has heating. It even felt like, and this may have just been the mechanics, it felt like there was suction, but I think that was just the mechanics of the way the insert is developed. I don't think there's actual, like, mechanical suction, or I think there's mechanical suction, but I don't think it's electronic suction. I think just the nature of the toy creates natural suction. So you have rotation, thrusting, suction, and heat. So you got a lot going on here. It's a good toy, felt good. I have no complaints about the quality of the toy. It's pretty big. Like, this may not come through on camera. This is a pretty big toy. So holding it in your hand, it is quite a handful. But it's very well made. I appreciate the little details, and I appreciate that it's chargeable with USB-C, which is fine. It's not that hard to clean because, again, once you're done using it, you push down the red button, take out this. Unfortunately, for the inner thing, because it's held in with magnets, you're going to have to get your finger down there and actually, like, find the lip and pull the cartridge out. There's no way to eject the cartridge, as far as I know, unless you know. There's no way to eject the cartridge. I would have liked a way to eject the cartridge, because, like, after you're done using the toy, this is going to be full of, like, cum and lube, and you're going to have to stick your finger in it to kind of pull the cartridge out, which it would have been nice if, instead of having to do that, if the cartridge could just be ejected with a button. Maybe if you push the red button down, it ejects the cartridge. Anyway, so the toy's fine. I really like the idea of these, like, waifu Skylander cartridges that go into the toy and get different girls for the app, and even, you know, different experiences, different textures, all kinds of crazy stuff. A lot of potential there. Now, let's talk about price. This toy is expensive. It's crazy. So, just the host. So, take away the girl. Just this, which you can't even use on its own, is $288. Now, once just the cartridge is almost $100, and the, you know, the full all-in-one set is $344. That's expensive. That's $350 for one sex toy, and you only get the one girl. You don't even get the other girls. And again, the app is pretty bare bones. Oh, you also get, I forgot to mention this, they sell, you get lube with your cartridge, and it's got Stella on it. It's just a bottle of lube, but it's got the girl, it's like, you know, branded, and it's got like flower petals in it, which is kind of cool. But yeah, so you get the lube. Now, you can buy the lube by itself. It's $40 just for the lube. And it's just lube. I mean, it's not worth $40. So, yeah. Okay. So the liner being $100, the lube being $40, and this being $288. This stuff is way too expensive, especially given the relatively bare bones nature of the app. If we're talking a fully developed dating sim with an AI girlfriend built into it, and it's a sex toy, I could kind of argue for it, but you saw the app. I didn't even get to show you the shooting game because you can only play it once a day, which is silly. It's silly. And by the way, all you do to control it is you control the speed and rotation of the toy. It's not like you don't even have to have sex with it. You can control it with the actual app controls, and it just moves the gun left and right. It's not much to write home about. So the app it's like a beta test. And it's not worth $350. The cartridges are interesting. You know, you could have different textures, different girls to download to the app. But is this worth $100 for a cartridge, which has like a texture for one toy? Not really. I don't think it's worth $100. That's crazy. And the lube being $40, definitely not worth it. I think if you cut those prices in half, or again, add more, like, if this had all four girls, so it had Stella and the three other girls, and you had interchangeable cartridges, maybe at that point I could say $350, because you're getting the host, you're getting four waifus, you're getting branded lube, you know, you got this dating sim with an AI waifu AI built into it, like all kinds of crazy stuff. I could see $350 for all of that, but you're only getting one waifu, and the app isn't really much to write home about. You basically just tap on her while you're using the toy, and she moans and blushes. So other than the picture, it's just an animated looping picture. It's no different than the, you know, when you have these toys where you can make it moan by plugging in headphones. And again, it's nothing to write home about. Sure, she's moaning, so what? You know, like, the app could be a lot better, and the toy could have more functionality. It's pretty expensive for what it is. However, let me just give a big asterisk. I want to encourage this type of experimentation. I'm sure that a lot of R&D went into this, and I'm sure they have big plans to expand it. I don't want to discourage them, and obviously they want to recoup their investment, but it's really expensive for what you're getting. And I want to encourage them to keep going, and I want them to develop this fully and actually have this toy realize its potential as Skylanders for Coomers. But holy crap, that's expensive for $350. I mean, just to put that in perspective. So my favorite toy of all time is like that Leighton cowgirl robot, and that Leighton cowgirl robot is like less than $200.
all right? The spinning robot pussy that's doll insertable, that's custom made, is about $300 to $400. And that's how much, this is like the most expensive toy I've ever reviewed outside of like a doll. And I just can't justify the cost. This needs to be about 50% off to be for what it is. So they either have to fully develop it or they got to cut the price in half. But I like the toy. The toy's great. I really, really like the concept. But for $350, come on. You got to be a little bit more realistic than that when it comes to the price. I do have a coupon code, which will shave off the price. But in my opinion, it's still too expensive. Unless you just have to have this now, and you don't. But again, I'm on the fence. I don't want to discourage them. I like this concept. I want them to develop this fully. I don't want to discourage sales. I want them to be successful, and I want them to build this out. But they're just a little bit too expensive right now, in my opinion. But check out the coupon code. See if the toy is within your budget, or if you just want something novel and you're willing to, you know, pay a lot for it. That could work too. Because the toy is great. I have no complaints about the toy. It's just the price. It's just the price. And I'm sure a lot of that price is going into the app and this other functionality. And smart toys are more expensive because not only can you control them, you can partner with someone online and they can control your toy, you can control their toy, you can like have virtual sex over distance. And those types of toys always cost more because you're paying for that functionality. This one just has like a built-in kind of dating sim anime waifu thing built on top of that as well. So again, toy's great, I like it. Just a little bit expensive for what it is. But check out the coupon code. That might make it a little bit more reasonable for you. So anyway, like, that's all I have to say. Really excited about this potential. I'd love to see this again or some of the other girls. And here's the thing. If the app gets updated and new functionality is added, they do add a full-on dating sim, it's not like you have to rebuy the toy. You know, it's the app. So the app can be updated constantly with new content, which will constantly make the toy more valuable. Because with the toy, you have access to all the content. So you don't even need to, like, upgrade the toy over time. Just upgrade the app. Add new girls. Add crossover events. Add a fully functional dating sim. And again, this wouldn't cost a lot of money. I'm sure you can get, like, an indie developer to partner with you. And they probably do it just for the exposure. Being able to say that their app is like compatible with this sex toy and you can blah, 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 that would give more exposure to their game and you'd both make more money. So anyway, thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. I really want to see this succeed. I want to see this kind of become a thing. We have like a dating sim AI girlfriend sex toy simulator robot thing. Really cool, really excited. Why is this not advertised on the website? If you look on the website, it doesn't mention any of this. You know, like, they actually cover up the fact that there's, like, anime girls on it. Like, why are you covering that up? You know, I understand maybe you're worried, oh, you know, men won't buy it if they see anime girls. Yes, they will. Now, maybe, like, older users may not buy it if they think it's anime-themed. But the game, you know, the app and everything is anime-themed. So, like, if you're going to lose customers because they're not into anime girls, then you're going to lose customers anyway. There's no point hiding it. So wear it proud. Advertise the dating sim. Advertise the anime girl cartridges. Sell the other ones. You only have the one, the Stella. Like, where are the other waifus? You know, and then you can have a bigger set. Instead of having the host and the cartridge, you could have the host and the four cartridges for, you know, more money, obviously. But again, it's about making the package deal worth it. So anyway, thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. Thank you, TriFun, for this excellent product. Really excited. Check out the coupon code. Check out the Best Five website. They have lots of good products, and my coupon code is good for the whole site. So if this toy interests you, you could get it. You could check out their whole site, maybe find something else that interests you. It's good for the whole site. So anyway, this is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time.